declare the June meeting of council open at 3:30. The record of attendance, apologies, privilege of absence. We have a member of the public here, Kathy Green, as an observer. Everyone else is up here, all the councillors correct and present, and plus Alistair Pinto and Carl Mickle. Any apologies? No apologies. No. Any approved leave of absence? No, there's none. Do we have public question time? Do we have any questions from the public? Okay. We don't have any petitions, deputations, preparations and submissions. Do we have any requests for leave of absence? No. Any disclosures of interest?
So, Madam President, we have two disclosures of interest. One from the Shire President, Councillor Little, in relation to agenda item 11.3. Councillor Little is a committee member on the committee that's applied for the grant. And then the second declaration of interest is from myself, Alistair Pinto, as the CEO, in relation to agenda item 16.1, which is the CEO annual performance review. Direct financial interest because it relates to my employment and my salary and other allowances as part of my employment with the Shire.
Thank you. So item 7 is the confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting, the ordinary council meeting on 21st of May 2026. The recommendation is that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on 21st of May 2026 be confirmed as true and correct. I have a mover, please. Thank you, Councillor Cower. Seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Thompson. Business arising from those, we won't do anything with those. Can I have a show of hands, please, of those who agree to receive those? That's carried 6-0. Thank you. Item 8, I don't have any announcements. Item 9, reception of minutes of and recommendations of committees. 9.1 is the Wanneroo Community Centre Upgrade Committee meeting on the 13th of May 2026. Officer recommendation is that the minutes of the Wanneroo Community Centre Upgrade Committee meeting held on the 13th of May 2026 be received. I have a mover for that, please. Thank you, Councillor Hanson. And I have a second. Thank you, Councillor Cowan. Can I have a show of hands of those in favour of that, please? That's carried 6-0. Now, 9.2, Wanneroo Community Centre Upgrade Committee meeting on the 10th of June 2026. Officer recommendation that the minutes of the Wanneroo Community Centre Upgrade Committee meeting held on 10th of June 2026 be received. Can I have a mover for those minutes, please? Thank you, Councillor Hanson. Seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Latham. And all those in favour of receiving those minutes into the meeting? Thank you. That's carried 6-0. Now, any business from those? No? Okay. So, item 10 is for councillor reports.
So to the chair, the meetings that the Shire President, Deputy President and councillors have attended over the last month have been reported in the agenda. If I have missed any meetings that you have attended, please let me know. Councillor Latham, did the South 32 community meeting happen in the last month? Because that's the only one where I don't get a notification.
Yes, it did, but I couldn't make the Goldmine one.
That's okay. Yeah, that's all right. But yeah, right, so I need to include the South 32 one for yourself then.
Hmm. We attended the entrance meeting of the Auditor General's Department, which lasted about 3 minutes, so I'm glad you didn't race back to Perth for that.
I think the invoice is small for that, maybe.
Mm.
And it's part of the package of meetings that they have to attend, yes. so they have it in a way.
Touch that one off.
That's right.
So I was very grateful that Councillor didn't race back from Perth for that meeting. Okay, item 11 is the Corporate Services Report. The officer recommendation is the council receive the financial report presented for the period ending 31st of May 2026. I have a mover for that, please. Thank you, Councillor
Price.
What are my names?
Price.
Price. Sorry. And I have a seconder, please. I was looking in the wrong direction. Thank you, Councillor Hanson.
Any comment from the mover?
Yes. Can we have a...
No comments. No.
Any comment from the seconder? Anyone against the motion?
It's show of hands. Obviously, if you're not against it, we're all for it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Did you want to have anything to say about that? Nothing to really say. We've already looked at it. Item 11.2 is payment listings. Officer recommendation is that council receive the list of payments totaling $645,459.71 for the month ending 31st of May 2026 as presented. I please have a mover for that. Thank you, Councillor Latham. Seconder, I have Councillor Cowan. Thank you very much. Do either of you want to speak to that? No?
All good.
No? Okay. Can I have a show of hands for those in favour of receiving that, please? Okay, carried 6-0. Okay. 11.3. It's Community Financial Assistance Grants Program application, for which I have declared my interest in this. This is an application by the Shire of, sorry, not by the Shire, it's for the Wandering Annual Fair Committee.
To the Chair, just for the purposes of the recording of this minutes, the Shire grant closed on the 30th of May. It's our annual grants round for our small grants and large grants. At the close of grants, we only received one grant application from the Wandering Fair Committee, which is the one attached. Council has reviewed that application this morning at the planning forum and looked at the evidence and information attached from that applicant. It meets all our criteria in relation to governance and the relevant information that council needs to be able to make a decision on whether or not to support the grant, and the request as per the agenda item is for $2,500 in terms of a financial contribution from the Shire and in-kind support with some of the setup at the Oval on the day from the works crew and traffic management.
Okay, so the officer recommendation is that council support the financial assistance grant application from the Wandering Fair Committee Incorporated for $2,500, as the CEO has just said, financial contribution to support entertainment expenses, in-kind support to waive the fee of the hire of the community centre and oval, help from the works crew to set up on the day before, and a road traffic management plan if required. Can I have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor Hanson. And a seconder, thank you, Councillor Price. I have a show of hands for those in support of that, please, unless either of you want to speak for that. Thank you. That's carried 6-0. Item 12, there's nothing. Planning and Technical Services reports. And item 13, Chief Executive Officer reports. And I'll leave you to speak to this.
So this agenda item is the MOU for Peel Harvey Catchment Council and the Shire of Wandering. It's the extension of the current MOU that we have with that organization. It is to help us work with Peel Harvey Catchment Council around the management and the revegetation and the maintenance of the Hotham River and its banks, to try and restore as much as possible and to maintain that bit of Shire land. The current MOU that we have has been working very well. The outcomes from that have been advertised on our Facebook and our website. The community feedback has come back very positive as well in relation to the project that has been undertaken this far. And the next stage of the progress will occur at the remainder of the calendar year. And we hope to continue this partnership with the Peel Harvey Catchment Council. We have no issues with the current agreement. We have had no issues with the organization. So hence the officer's recommendation is that you continue to have the agreement with them.
Okay. So it has been a very positive relationship. So the officer recommendation is that council authorises the CEO to execute the memorandum of understanding with Peel Harvey Catchment Council on the Shire's behalf and to work collaboratively with Peel Harvey Catchment Council on the Hotham River Restoration Program. Can I please have a mover for that motion? Thank you, Councillor Thompson. Seconder, thank you, Councillor Cowan. Do you want to speak for that?
No, I'm very happy to continue the work with the Peel Harvey Catchment Council.
Councillor Cowan, you're a seconder, so no, good. Can I have a show of hands, please, if you're in favour? Thank you, that's carried 6-0. Okay. Shire Wandering, 13.2 is Shire Wandering IT Strategic Plan. I'll hand over to the CEO to speak to this.
Thank you, Madam President. So we discussed this item with councillors at the planning forum last month. This was picked up in our OAG audit last year. That was the audit that occurred a week after I started in the role. I got told that the finding not a new finding, it was one that was raised the year prior as well. My response to the finding was that we would do something about it, in the sense that we would develop a strategic plan. My commitment to council was that we would do it in-house and not spend any more money on consultants. So that's exactly what we have done. Council discussed and provided feedback on the draft at the planning forum last month, and this is the final version which we're looking to adopt to comply with the audit finding. It will help us plan strategically in relation to our IT risk, both hardware and software.
It's something that we have to do ultimately, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an audit finding, so you have to do it, otherwise you'll get especially since it's an old finding from a number of years, you don't want a negative thing in your next audit, which is next week.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, so much for timing.
Officer recommendation is that Council adopts the attached IT strategic plan 2026-2029 for the Shire of Wandering. Can I please have a mover for that? Thank you, Councillor Hanson. And a second, I'll have thank you, Councillor Latham. Do either of you want to speak? Gillian?
No.
Okay.
No, well done, too.
Good. All right. Can I have a show of hands of those in favour of that, please? That's carried 6-0. Okay, item 13.3, Shire Wandering Policy Manual Review, Policy 613 and 94. If you remember, we had a look at these last month in the planning forum to check these. Actually, we had a look at them today as well.
Yes, so Madam President, yep, rightly said, we had a look at these policies at the planning forum last month. That's what we usually tend to do. We take 3 to 5 policies every month to council at the planning forum, and then once you've got feedback from councillors and a discussion on the policy, we update it to suit current regulations and governance. We then take it to the next council meeting the following month, and that is the updated policy. So we are meant to review our policies on a regular basis. We have a number of policies, and to manage that, we do, you know, 3 to 5 at a time. So these policies were discussed. All the changes made are those that were discussed and approved as per the feedback from council previously. So happy to take any questions if anyone has any.
Anybody got any questions on those? Okay, so the officer recommendation is that council adopts the following policies with any amendments made, which were quite minimal, I think. Policy 6, council member recognition. Policy 13, legal representation, council members and employees. And policy 94, caravan park maximum stay. Can I please have a mover for that policy? That one. Thank you, Councillor Thompson. Seconded, Councillor Cowan. Thank you very much. Do either of you want to speak on those? No? Okay, thank you. Can I have a show of hands if you're in favour of those, please? Thank you very much. That's carried 6-0. Okay, so then. Item 14, elected members' motions which previous notice has been given. There's none. Item 15, business of an urgent, new business of an urgent nature. There's none. 16, confidential reports. Okay, procedural motion is that council pursuant to section 523 2A, B and C of the Local Government Act close the meeting to members of the public to discuss matters affecting an employee or employees. Can I have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor Cowan. Seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Price. Thank you. All those in favour of closing the meeting, thank you. It's carried 6-0. Okay. So the meeting is now reopened. We have just completed the approval of our CEO's performance report review for the previous year. And I want to put on record that we are very happy. We were extremely happy, in fact. The rating was very high. And we say thank you very much to Alistair for that. And we look forward to another year of great progress.
Thank you, Councillor Little, and the rest of the council. As I said on Tuesday as well, I'm humbled by the feedback. Thank you so much for your confidence in me and for your support of me and what I'm doing for the Shire, and I hope to work with you on a similar note for the next year forward. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So item 17, I declare the meeting closed at 4:01 p.m.